It is This is the Geeks Next Door episode. Oh, fuck. 76. It is September 7th, 2017. What's going on tonight, guys? How's it going?
It's going good.
What is up with you?
Yay. Okay, so it is back to school time, right? Yay, back to school time. Kids are going to school. Some kids are too young for school. Some kids like school.
Some kids are too cool for school.
Ooh, I hope not, because you got to stay in school. Mr. T taught me that.
I pity the fool.
That stays in school.
You pity the fool who stays in school.
I want you to go back into your collective unconsciousness, back into the past, back to when you were a little mini you, lowercase g as it were, and think about the times you went back to school. Some people would go back to school shopping. Some people would get their new duds or new equipment for school, right? That's pretty common. At least it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tell me something that you remember that you were especially excited about to bring to school. You're like, I got this for school, and it's pretty neat. And I know some people don't want to admit when they're excited about things, but pretend like you were excited as a little kid, because little kids get excited. It's fun. And tell me something you can remember that you're like, God damn, I got this new scarf or whatever. I mean, you know, two scarfs, whatever Adam got. He probably likes scarves.
Scarf?
And tell me if you could think of something that you were especially excited about to bring to school, to show your friends, just to have, and like, it was awesome. So, anybody got anything?
Adam, hit us.
Crickets.
You know, you like stuff.
It was always about the backpack. Had to have the right backpack.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. You tell me.
In probably fifth grade, I had a duffel bag. It was the awesomest backpack because I could sling it over the front of my handlebars on my bike. And it doubled as like a little basket. It was pretty badass.
Okay. So you didn't have a backpack. You had a duffel bag.
Well.
But it served as
a
backpack.
In fifth grade, I had a duffel bag. But I don't know. Backpacks. I like backpacks.
Well, no, I'm trying to get to specific. So you're talking about this duffel bag. This is a memory you have, correct?
Correct.
Oh, that's cool. What color was the duffel bag? What was it made out of? Was it awesome? Did it have a zipper or a bunch of pouches or what?
I think it was yellow, like one of those cylindrical duffel bags.
Okay.
Is that what a duffel bag is?
I don't know, like a gym bag or whatever.
Sure.
It's pretty badass.
All right.
I don't know.
Did you use it like off your bike as like a backpack when you went in the school as well? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. It carried whatever junk I needed.
And you enjoyed your duffel bag.
And I enjoyed my duffel bag.
All right. That's cool. I'm very happy. That is a great example of what I'm looking for. It's a memory you have that you are like, I'm going to get my kid a duffel bag now. Maybe not. But you know what I'm talking about. So that's neat. Good job, Adam.
I just got a duffel bag for school. So.
Way to start us off strong.
So wait a minute. It's not really a memory. It's just what you got now. It's like he's like out of my bike on the front lawn. I have my duffel bag already, and I ride my bike to school.
Hey, that's
he's
fine.
Like,
that's fine.
He's like, hey, Joy, check this out. Look at this awesome yellow duffel bag I have, Joy. We can fit Oren in it.
No. You could. It's like eight heads in a duffel bag.
Okay, cool. Good job. Anybody else got one? Anybody remember anything from their past?
I had an awesome Transformers Trapper Keeper.
Oh. What did the teachers always say? Don't ever use a Trapper Keeper.
No, that's now. Back then, I don't remember them being a big thing.
Back then it was awesome. Get all my folders in there. It was great.
Do you remember when you were elementary school, I'm assuming? Or?
Yeah, it was elementary. Okay. I think it was... It might have been fifth grade, fifth or sixth.
Okay, that brings up a good point, because like a lot of schools say you cannot use Trapper Keepers anymore. Anybody know why that is? Did we talk about this before? It feels like something we talked about before.
Organization. It's not a very good organization.
What?
System.
Its whole purpose is to organize papers.
It was. Back then it was. Nowadays they're like, you need to have certain color folders, and you have to be able to put a folder in one room and put a folder in another room. They're sticklers.
This year you don't get to get things for your kids in my school.
This year? Oh, I see. In your school, no, I thought you meant just a universal statement. My school, this year, nobody gets stuff for their kids.
No. I know this irritates you,
It doesn't irritate me. What are you talking about?
We don't actually get... The program is you buy generic things,
yeah.
And the first day of school, they have the bin set out, and you put the folder here, And there was one thing that we got to put Leo's name on. It was the pencil holder.
Yes. Okay. So that's a good point. Did he get to pick out that pencil holder? Did he go buy it, or did you guys just bring one home and be like, "Here you go"?
Well, I don't think we knew that he would get to put his name on it until we got there. So it was like, you know, so had we gone and said like, "Hey, get all this cool stuff." And then he said, "All right, now spread it to the winds. You don't get to keep it."
So your kids are part of the collective.
They're born.
It is actually. It's kind of weird, yep. And I won't say that I love it, because I did liked my stuff. I didn't have specific things that I wanted to show people. I more had my pencils all together and my folders, all clean and they're all mine, and they're like.
You didn't want other kids playing with your crayons.
Well, it was just cool to
break them in half. I mean, it's not nice.
It's cool to have your own stuff when you're little. Yep. You don't get a lot of stuff that's your own, and then you get a bunch of stuff that you get to do what you want with. It's kind of cool, but
especially when
it's weird now. Yeah, especially when you're siblings.
Yeah, that's super weird, Ryan. Do you go to a communist school?
I don't know. I don't know how common it is, honestly. I don't know what's normal now anymore, honestly.
It's pretty common. Yeah. Half of Evan's school supplies got separated out into bins for community use. The other half went into, he had a certain little bin that he get to put stuff in. So it's pretty common.
Right, and that to an extent, that's because they're little, right? I mean, when they get into junior high, they might be more stuff that to choose and pick from there and stuff.
Book covers.
Yeah, but anyways, Ryan just threw that in that I wanted to ask about your kid, man. I was asking about you, and you're like, "I didn't get to do anything this year. That my kid didn't get to do anything." What's up with that?
No, I'm just it's related. It's related. Sure. But I did talk about me as well, and that I liked. I don't remember specific things. I just remember liking fresh.
Does
that surprise you?
The feeling.
The feeling of
doesn't surprise me.
I actually still like going to like Staples or any of those places I'll buy notepads that I don't need just because I like a fresh notepad. Ooh, this is a nice one. It's got nice paper. I like to buy that. And pencils and stuff. I totally like to buy that.
Sure.
All right. Just on a side note on the notepads. Did you like spiral notepads, or did you like the ones when they came later with the fucking that were tear out, where the perforator would go. I like spiral notepads.
Oh, I can tell. Or do you like those fucking ones with the?
Well, those are okay. The reason I don't like them is because you go the first bunch are fine, but then later on, the bindings would always break and it would be terrible. Yeah. It'd be a bunch of shredded. It'd be crap paper anyway.
Hmm. That was a new thing at one point. Hey, look at this. This is fancy. It's easier to tear out. You could tear it out and leave the little crinkle there. But have a clean tear, that was way better.
See,
that was
my OCD would kick in, so I would tear it, so it'd have the nice edge, and then I'd go and tear out that that leftover piece to throw that away.
Well, yeah, you can't have that shit in there.
No.
But when they finally came, they married the two, and it was a spiral that you could flip through, and then it also had the perforated thing on the inside. That's when I was like,
"Oh, you're talking? Perfect. Oh, you mean the binded ones?"
Yes.
Right. No, they weren't spiral, but they just kind of had that wraparound binding.
No. Nope. They still had the spiral, but then they
with
have
the tear edge.
With the tear.
Yeah, the second the marriage of the two.
Yes.
No. Nope.
But then there were those first edition ones that just kind of had the tear.
The first edition notebooks are so much better.
Like this.
Yeah, I know what you're. I know what he was talking about, Adam. You don't need to show me.
Okay.
Mine is weird. I really like when I got a big boy calculator. I thought that was pretty great.
It's like a
TI-85, and you're like, holy shit! And my mom's all like, we spent a shit ton of money on this. You better not fucking lose this. It's like, this shit is expensive. Why? You better not break it. And it's like, and you ended up not really doing math on it all along. You got fucking Tetris.
Right? That was
fucking
weird.
Snake. But it was fucking really cool.
I did lots of math on that. I remember really liking that.
Still,
yeah, you did a lot of math, but it was more fun to play games on it. Everybody knows.
You did a lot of messing around. No, don't get me wrong. I think I made a game on it that was really bad.
Was it Spaceships?
I don't remember. I think it was maybe a failed game that just did some random shit.
Right. But I also really got, the memory I really liked is after you got all your books, you brought them home that night, and then you took your paper bags and fucking made book covers for them. Because I'm a fan of drawing all over everything anyway, So you get your books and you fucking just get to, like, this is my book now. I'm drawing, like, a fucking cool, like, Metallica cover-looking shit all over the fucking... This is English, but, it, like, it's super stylized English. And you draw doodles all over it. And by the end of the year, you're just like, look at this book. This is the book I've had. And it's all drawn on and really cool. And it was like, that's everyone's
book cover twice.
It's the same book, but that's your book now.
Yeah. I did that with the folders. I got a lot of those, like, cheaper colored paper ones.
Those are
but,
great
like,
folders.
Those are good for writing on. Like, and I made, like, doodles and spiral diagrammy things with secret words encoded in there, you know, like the love interests of the time. Like, somehow if you could decode it, it would say, like, whatever her name was.
Or they'd have those little grooves, so you just fill in the little grooves, and next thing you know, you've got a design.
Yeah. Overall, I thought that was fun.
Okay. But, cool.
Oh, nostalgia.
What did you get? Basketball shoes? It better be basketball shoes.
It was not basketball shoes, but it was shoes, interesting enough. what year was 8th grade? I think it was 8th grade. Would that be like 1891 or something, maybe?
1991.
Maybe.
Well, how old were you in 8th grade? Like 14, something like that?
14.
14?
So would that be 91, 92.
91, 92. I had, going back to school... I had a secondary market pair of Reebok pumps.
The pumps.
Oh, good old Kenny.
Yeah, and they were definitely secondary market. Like, you could tell they were kind of, like, different. They were, like, they were probably, like, Japanese models, so it said Reebok or something, but nobody could tell the difference. So. And that's, like, the only nice thing, like, I remember getting, like, super nice thing, because at the time they were still kind of expensive, you know. They're like, $80 or something. And I remember wearing them and kind of being embarrassed that I had them because they're kind of, you know, showy, and I don't like to be showy, unlike what Ryan thinks. Ryan thinks I like to be showy. I don't. So that was mine. And I remember going into choir one day, and people were, and somebody next to me, I remember who it was, but he was like, oh, let me pump you up. Like, I was like, ooh, I feel pumped. I feel pumped up now. Okay, that's cool. Funny. How has how did the first day of school go for you two, for your kids? Yours is the only ones old enough right now to go to school.
What? Didn't ask me how my first day of school was.
Adam?
It was fine.
Shut the fuck up. How did school go for you two kids?
Go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Shit.
What?
What the fuck? We're at an impasse. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
You win.
Good old Rock.
What does that mean? Who goes first?
Rock beat scissors.
No, school went great for his first day. He was excited to see that he had some of the same friends that he had in his class year were in the same class this year. They have 6 first grade teachers this year. So they have 120 first graders.
You must be really proud of him. He made friends, and you never made friends in school, so that's like a bonus, like upgrade.
Upgrade. No, it's been pretty good, and his teacher's been sending out like notes every day, so that's kind of a change. We didn't get that last year in kindergarten, so so far, first week, thumbs up. Next week, he starts taking the bus in the morning, so we'll see how that goes.
Did they send like emails every day, or like...
Mm-hmm. And she's got a blog, so she posts photos and stuff like that.
She likes her blog, like, the Pearson child is a dick. Today he ran down the steps with his scissors, and I really hoped he would fall. Now let's talk about Natalie. Fucking that bitch, Natalie.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then I respond, hey, quit talking about me.
What grades are they in now?
Well, Evan's in first, and Logan, because of where his birthday is, he's not old enough to go to pre-K yet.
Okay.
It's bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit. June and Leah are doing good. First day of school, June was a little nervous. Like, the only hiccup was the night before when she was, like, studying. When she randomly got the math workbook out. I think I might have told you this. She randomly got the work notebook. You know, we got one of those summer notebooks. Hey, if you ever want to do math, you can do this when you're bored. which they never do. But then she got it out like the day before. I was like flipping through it. I was like, I gotta learn this. I'm going to school.
It's gonna be a quiz tomorrow.
I don't know what this is gonna be about, but I need to learn it. So she was freaking out. Then when she couldn't count by threes, she was like, I don't even know how to count by threes. How the fuck am I gonna be able to go to school? Oh my god,
your kid swears way too much for my taste, but it's pretty.
Yeah, I embellished a little bit, but
a little bit.
That's actually the only thing that's different than reality. But when she got there, she liked it. And it was fine. She was happy. Leo, on the other hand, on his first day, was a little bit nervous. And the first day, we had like this orientation where they go for like an hour, and then we go in a room and learn about how school is. But in that hour, like, he cried.
This is kindergarten?
This is like the first day of kindergarten. It's not really a real day. And so he went in there, and we had to, like, peel him off to separate from him, and he was crying, so that always is sad and sucks. But then he come back, and he was like, yeah, it was fine. I'm not a big... And then his first full day was on Tuesday, and he had, like, a tear-free, happy drop-off and seemed to think... They're tired as fuck, though. I don't know about your kids, but...
Oh, yeah.
They're like crabby at night because they're super tired. But okay. It's good.
All right. See, that was me being polite. I didn't really care. But I was being polite to Phoenix kids. So, let's make the podcast go.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night.
All right. Thanks for sharing, guys. What do we got to talk about tonight? What's going on in the world? I see a whole bunch of crap over here.
I thought it'd be kind of fun to maybe take a look at a post that I saw today. To kind of start a little bit, and it's the third one down. I don't think Ryan can see it, so I'll have to relink it.
Damn it, Ryan.
What's it titled?
It is titled The 9 Superhero TV Shows That You Probably Never Heard Of.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So this is all superhero shows prior to the 21st century that I remember some of these, and they're bad.
Okay, I will be honest and tell you the ones I remember and the ones I don't. What's the first one?
All right, so the first one that pops up when we click through here is called Auto Man.
Nope.
Never heard of Auto Man.
A little description on Auto Man. Hot on the heels of Disney's Tron came a sci-fi superhero series about a police computer programmer who designs a glowing holographic hero to fight crime for him. The hero's name is Auto Man, and he's the first automatic man with the power to do anything he watches real people do. Using his secret identity named Auto J Man, Auto Man fights bad guys with his floating polygon sidekick Cursor, who could transform into neon vehicles like the Auto Car and the Auto Chopper.
Did Ryan invent this?
It's possible. In the future, policemen have coders. No, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Right. It's like Ryan reinvented this. It's like, no. He's a coder who solves all the problems. And he's just good at everything. He watches people and he gets good at it.
Huh. Yeah, never heard of this. Anybody heard of this before?
No.
Not a clue. No.
When was this supposed to be about? After Tron.
Right,
so
after
that,
Tron.
1980?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got next?
Next one is Mantis.
I've heard of Mantis, actually.
I have heard of Mantis. Yeah.
Yes. So this was a Sam Raimi project before he took over the Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
So it's a paralyzed superhero who dons a high-powered exoskeleton to fight crime.
Yeah, I remember, I think I've seen it a few times, but I wasn't super impressed, obviously.
Yep. He fought fish people and fire starters and clones and speedsters, and in the series finale, he fought an invisible dinosaur.
Right.
And the series got canceled so quickly that the final episode, the series finale against the invisible dinosaur, he actually dies.
Well, you guys do know
that's
next,
how they finished the series.
Next game, you're playing you're fighting flying invisible dinosaurs, right? There's really no way around
that how
it.
We're gonna, is that how we're going to end the campaign?
That's how we're going to end the campaign.
It's like, bye.
There's T-Rexes, and they're all flying and invisible and super hyper-intelligent.
Should we call Matt Lang in?
It's going to be awesome. Okay, what's next?
Third one. Patrick Duffy plays a kind of sort of Aquaman in a series called Man from Atlantis.
I don't know who Patrick Duffy is.
I think that was McDreamy.
What the fuck is that?
No, Patrick Duffy?
What the fuck is
McDreamy? Patrick Duffy from Dallas, bro.
What? Dallas?
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, that's a guy, like, the main good guy from Dallas. Like, I remember that shit from my mom watching it back in the day. He's like the good brother on Dallas.
Okay.
And he, he's the guy, like, when the big twist on, like, what was it?
Who shot JR?
That was a huge, like, television thing.
Yeah.
Like, who shot this guy? And it went to the summer, and people were like, oh my God, who shot him? And they went through all this stuff. And then I think that the season ended up being a first kind of dream sequence where it's like the way the lady wakes up, she's like, oh, whoa, what a dream. And, like, the guy who was dead the whole time was Patrick Duffy, and he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm just taking a shower.
What?
Okay. No, seriously. Like, it's like when they jump the shower.
Well, because there was a big uproar.
I'm good.
Anyway. So yeah, this is a amnesiac with superhuman strength who can also breathe underwater.
Huh.
All right. They had four
successful TV movies before it went to a 13-episode TV series.
Wait, they had successful TV movies?
Yeah, they did like four movies where he saved kidnapped scientists twice and saved the day from aliens twice.
How do you define successful TV movie back in the 90s or 80s, I should say?
Definitely 80s.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
But supposedly he went traveled in time. He went to like the Wild Wild West and went to meet Romeo and Juliet and Hypno Mermaids. It was
Wait, Romeo and Juliet was a story written by Shakespeare.
I know, but supposedly he went back in time to meet them.
Oh, he went back in time, also back into a story. Okay. So it's like it's a double layer power.
Like, seriously, if we're gonna question the back in time part, we might as well question the story part. So fuck it. All right, next.
All right, the next one is from the 70s. It was a series called Manimal.
I saw this.
It's in the 70s.
It's on Sci-Fi Channel.
A criminologist with the power to turn into any animal, but who almost always turns into a hawk or a panther.
Because of budget.
They're the cheapest ones.
So the special effects guru was Stan Winston, notably known for Terminator and Predator and Jurassic Park. He only lasted 8 episodes. And it is often considered by those who remember it one of the worst TV series ever made.
No way.
Ever.
Okay, next.
Nightman.
I saw this on Sci-Fi Channel too.
I also think I remember this.
I don't remember. From the same producer who brought us Automan and Manimal.
This guy's got a theme. He goes.
Nightman was a live-action TV adaptation of the Malibu comic superhero. The hero is named Johnny Domino. He's a sexy saxophonist.
Yeah.
Saxophonist? That's not even a word.
It saxophonist. Is now. Okay,
so who gets hit by lightning and can now physically sense evil.
What?
And who no longer needs to sleep.
So he's an elven paladin.
And that's it for his powers.
He's turned into an elven paladin.
Those are his powers, dude. His powers are like, that guy's so evil. And by the way, I don't need to sleep anywhere.
Yeah, so he wears like a puffy rubber costume that repels bullets.
Pretend he flies. Wait, he can turn invisible? I thought he had other... What?
His suit turns invisible.
Oh, he gets a suit. Why does he get this...
Don't even worry about it. It's like, he doesn't get any smarter. He doesn't get any ability to, like, craft things. He just somehow can get a suit. Yeah, it was fucking terrible. Yeah.
So it aired in syndication for 2 seasons, 44 total episodes. He squared off against cryogenically frozen gangsters like Al Capone and John Dillinger,
as well as
vampires, wrestlers, aliens, and mummies.
Wrestlers.
And there was also a few of them where he actually teamed up with Manimal, who returned to stop a time-traveling Jack the Ripper-type character.
Oh.
So Manimal came through time and showed up, and much older, because this was like in the late... Oh, it was probably early 90s, I want to say. So, Yeah.
What you gonna do, Jack the Ripper, when the Nightman goes wild on you?
So that was Nightman.
Interesting. Okay.
The next one is called... it was originally called Isis, but it later became retitled to The Secret of Isis.
You can never remake this anymore.
It is a school teacher, female school teacher, who receives the powers of the Egyptian goddess Isis from a magical amulet and uses those powers to solve crime and teach valuable lessons.
Like at the end of Mr. T shows?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yep. So this ran. It didn't have like the most impressive storylines. According to this, it says it like would present evidence of escaped gorillas or model airplane competitions and the theft of like a school mascot. So these
evidence?
Are like the type of things that she would solve with her powers.
So they don't actually show it; they present evidence of it.
Yeah.
Look but at it, these droppings; they're definitely gorilla droppings escaped from the zoo.
But what it did do was cross over with a live-action superhero show called Shazam.
Hmm. Okay.
Based on the DC comic guy. And they ran back-to-back on Saturday mornings in what was called the Shazam Isis Hour from 1975 to 1977.
Okay.
Huh. That sounds terrible.
People are definitely going to say you're a terrorist if you try to run the Shazam Isis Hour these days.
Right.
All right,
so
next.
Next is Captain Nice.
Dude, we would have never seen that dude.
No, this was a mid-1960s one and actually starred William Daniels, also known as Mr. Feeny from Boys Meet the World.
Really?
I don't know him from that.
He's the voice
he's
of
the old
kid.
Teacher.
But he's the voice
of Knight Rider.
Yeah.
You could have led with that.
I know. Dave does not know how to lead the story.
I like Dave's story.
Yeah, I knew Boys Meet. I knew Dave.
You knew him from... I knew.
Missed him. Well, you can't even recognize his face when you say he's the voice of Kid.
I can picture it.
It's not his voice that you recognize. You recognize his voice, and then you know who he is.
So, this is a police chemist who invents a formula that gives him superpowers, except he's still kind of like a pushover. So, like, his mom has to pressure him into actually doing something with his powers. He's got, like, the power to fly, but he's scared of heights. It lasted, like, 15 episodes.
It sounds absolutely terrible. It sounds so bad.
All right, we got two left.
Two?
This next one is amazing.
Next one is Bigfoot and Wild Boy. So the tagline is, out of the great Northwest comes the legendary Bigfoot who, 8 years ago, saved a young child lost in the vast wilderness and raised that child until he grew up to be Wild Boy.
Interesting.
Boom. Right. That just sounds great.
Yep.
Some sort of, they take it as a bizarre buddy superhero series that started off as a segment on a different show. And then eventually got its own spinoff in 1979 and lasted for 12 whole episodes.
12.
All right.
They brought them face-to-face with treasure hunters, vampires, and aliens.
Treasure hunters? We're treasure hunters, which means we're evil.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Final one is Super Force.
I've seen Super Force. Isn't that Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. it says its tagline is "It is the end of the beginning. It is the time of Superforce." So it's a sci-fi superhero series about a hero with a high-tech armor and a tricked-out motorcycle who solves crimes in the city of Metroplex in the year 2020 as part of a team called Superforce.
Does that sound familiar? Why do I know this though?
Like the main guy, fucking cares about the main guy, but his sidekick is like who creates all his inventions is like fucking Lamar
from
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, interesting.
With his limp-wristed throwing style and shit like that. But what was cool is Lamar had a bunch of cousins, right? One of them was Dr. Dre.
Yep.
He wasn't actually Dr. Dre, but it was played by Dr. Dre.
It was played
by Dr. Dre, but the character was not Dr. Dre.
Right. No. Okay. It wasn't like I'm Dr. Dre.
in the future I'm gonna make beats and make $1 billion.
He's like, wait a minute, it's 2020, it's already the future. I'm worth $1 billion. That'd be cool if he like just said it. I'm worth $1 billion.
Okay, so what did this dude have for powers?
Nothing. It was all inventions and tricked out.
Tricked out, yeah.
They were trying to get off, outside. You know, trying to do the Batman thing, but they couldn't say Batman.
I see. Yeah, I don't remember that one.
They're the 9 TV hero shows that you probably never heard of.
Superforce is weird, though. Did they fight, like, they just fought random futuristic people?
Well, no, they had, like a Japanese Lex Luthor kind of guy.
Yeah.
Who wanted to keep the city. Like, they basically wanted to make the city better, kind of Judge Dreddy-like, but way less violent. Huh. And, like, there's one guy in charge, like, oh, no, we want to keep the city, like, terrible, and only I can be rich.
Was this a recent show, like, in the 90s?
Yeah, like
90s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, early 90s.
But the American Gladiators were bad guys in one episode.
I think that might be why I remember it. It was something to do with the people they fought. I think it might have been the American Gladiators, maybe.
Yeah, there was an episode. That's the one I could picture in my head, is like the American Gladiators.
Yeah, all, I think I remember.
Because they still had their names of like Turbo and Laser.
And Laser.
And they all had their same names.
Yeah, that show was fun and dumb.
Blaze.
I thought that was fun to bring up.
Right. Cool. Well, okay, speaking of like television shows and stuff like that, does everyone have a list of television shows as per the last episode of shows that we were going to watch?
Any homework?
I asked you all to come up with them so I could watch something. So what did you get from me? So give me one.
Does anyone have a list?
I've got a list, but it's probably all the same.
Well, then let's just start with one. What's that, Ryan? Sorry.
I came late, and you guys are talking about this, but I didn't actually know the homework.
Oh, it was, I don't know what shows are coming out this fall. Tell me something to watch that's going to be good.
Oh.
The new show.
So let's... What? There's not a lot of new shows that I'm really intrigued about. That's the problem.
Well, that sucks, because usually I can, like, there's, like, a new show that, I don't know, like, the producer's somebody I know, and I'll give it an episode to see if it's any good or something. But anyways, let's get going. We'll see how many we overlap with, and maybe we'll find something that'll be interesting for all of us or one of us to watch.
Ryan's got to go to the slow class, though, because he didn't do his homework.
Oh.
on the first day of school. Sorry, Ryan. Well, let's see. Sunday, we have Orville. I'm excited to see that.
I was just going to say that.
I think that's... I'm really excited to see that. I think it... Anything that... kind of parodies Star Trek or any of that stuff, any of the sci-fi that I like, I think you know, if it does well, it does it well, I think I'm gonna give my attention to.
Yeah, I'm interested in Orville. I'll give it a shot. I'm a little concerned that it'll be too campy for me and be like, just kind of, they'll make fun of the tropes that, or they won't do it right. You know, there's a right way to do humor, and there's a let's make the masses happy way of doing humor, and I don't want that.
Yeah, they're saying, I mean, the early reviews on it is good. They're saying it's a lot like Galaxy Quest from that kind of standpoint. It's kind of humorous from that standpoint. It's not, you know, deep into the normal sci-fi. Yeah, thank you.
I don't know.
Usually it is going to be a little campy.
Well, no, it's supposed to be, but it's supposed to realize that and work with it. So that's what Galaxy Quest did. It said, we know what we're trying to do, and we're making fun of ourselves as we do it, and it's fun.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. If the early reviews are good, that's probably not very good, because I don't usually like things that people like. Because I'm too amazing.
that is true.
Heard that before.
All right, there's one.
Dave, what do you got?
Hey, I have Inhumans. I'm excited to give that a try.
When does that start?
The 29th. Reviews.
The 29th. This guy's off on his own early reviews.
well, because the first two episodes are in IMAX right now. So you could go see them if you want, and then they're going to replay them again on the 29th.
Which one's this about? I pay for it if I can get it.
What was that?
Which one is this in? Which universe? What thing is this about?
This is the Marvel TV Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. type universe.
Okay.
In fact, I think they might cross over a little bit.
Isn't there another one, like The Gifted or something, that's coming out that's kind of like in the Marvel universe as well, but not quite or something?
Yep.
That is in the X-Men universe?
The X-Men universe.
It is in the Fox universe, yes.
Oh, yeah. The Fox Marvel universe.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
That's the next one on my list. But yeah, no, the Inhumans, it's got a 0% Rotten Tomato score. after 12 reviews. But so, which means I'll probably like it.
That's 12 douchebags that are like, I didn't see nudity, I want popcorn back, and then they're dumb. So I understand.
It's probably just critics too at this point.
I want popcorn back?
I'm assuming that's the review comment.
All right. That sounds great.
Cool. Adam, did you have any this fall that you're looking forward to?
I was going to say Orville, but somebody stole that, It's not, I don't know, there's not a whole lot else.
It's kind of like the kid in the class right now, where the teacher's like, "And who can name states?" And Dave's like, "Minnesota," and Adam, what about you? And he's like, I was going to say Minnesota.
Stranger Things is right around the corner, so
when's that start?
27th of October.
It's not really a new show, but it's definitely a new season, so that's cool.
Yep. And I think that's it, Ryan. I think that should be a show that we try and watch so that we can discuss it. You have well over a month to prepare yourself for it.
But he hasn't watched season one yet.
Well, I'm giving him basically 7 weeks to prepare.
Which show?
Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, I watched Stranger Things season one.
Season one.
I think that would be a fun show to watch and be able to discuss collectively. As a group here?
See, I remember that he watched it, but that I was trying to get him involved to say something. He finally was like, I fucking watched episode season one! you didn't care for it, huh?
I liked it.
Then why is season two
I didn't do that. I will watch season two. I see. You're catching me mid-thought. What I was wondering is, do I want to watch it weekly? Because it is sometimes nice to binge. And I don't think it's wrong to say I'd rather binge it.
Oh yeah, that's fine. We didn't say
no.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. I just want us to watch it and then we could discuss it. So
I thought you meant watch it regularly.
No. Because I don't want you to have to. If you need to, we would be willing to give you one a week because I know you don't have much time, and 50 minutes to watch a show. And this 168 hours a week is a long time. Wait. Sorry, Ryan. 161 hours or something that you have? You have way less hours.
It's going to be a multiple of 22, so it can't be 161. But what I hear your point, and I do think that show should be pretty good. I actually think the Orville will be good, too, and it seems like something that Amber might watch because it's comedy, and she might think it's funny. Right. So I might give that one a shot. Is it on? What's it on? How do you watch it?
Fox, I think.
It's on TV.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sunday
night. Oh, there goes Ryan's out.
That makes it harder.
Sunday nights after football.
I can stream it somehow. That is much more doable.
Hulu will probably have it.
Yeah, Hulu
or
might have
Fox,
it.
Or the Fox website.
I don't even know what channel shows are really on. I just type in their names, and then the TV does all the work for me.
Is that how it works?
Pretty much.
I didn't know you.
Wow. I actually don't even have to say it. I can tell my remote. I'm like, remote, record this thing. And it goes, all right.
It doesn't do that. It doesn't shake its head and go, all right, whatever.
I guess I'm not doing
you don't get to give it your personality.
Why can't I give it my personality? That's great. Like, if I had a computer, like a bad computer, I would give it my personality. I'm like, ugh, fine.
You're watching that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, you'd be like, record Orville or something. You'd be like, I didn't like your tone.
Early reviews
like
are bad.
Instead, you should watch this
show.
Dave
would be like, it's like, early reviews are terrible, Dave. Would you like me to record this whole series? And Dave's like,
yes.
Absolutely.
Would you rather watch, I don't know, something
CW?
Else? I don't know. Yeah, there you go. I don't know what other shows there are on.
Sir, I have recorded the CW action block 4 hours a day.
I'm going to give you one.
As I'm making my list here, it's like, oh my God, how am I going to fit in all this TV?
I'm going to give you one that I don't know will be good, but I'm willing to try because I like the people in it. It's a little something called The Last OG with Tracy Morgan and Jordan Peele from Key and Peele.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And there's a bitch writer. There's somebody in there as well. But I don't know if it'll be good, but I like those people and I think they're funny and I will watch it to see if it's any good.
Right. Now, on my list of things coming back, Goldbergs is the first thing that is on the 27th.
Oh, jeez.
So.
Can I tell you something about the Goldbergs?
Let me hear it.
It's a good show.
Is it like E.T.?
It's a good show. But I tried watching an episode from the point of view of somebody who doesn't know it and doesn't, like, ingrained in it. And yep. I think I can see why people don't like it, honestly. I think I can. I think a lot of people would be, I think they'd be like, I don't like this because it's not smart writing, you know? It's like, or maybe you were born in like 20 years ago and you don't get most of the references. Like, I can understand why people don't like it, even though I think it is a pretty good show.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my point.
I watched that. It was on last night. It's on television, I guess. Sometimes I turn the TV on, and I watched a random show. This is really weird. But it was pretty funny. It was one where, like, the guy was working at Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
And he was like, he, like, had this. He had Spencer's gift.
It was awesome.
It was pretty fucking funny. I laughed.
I agree. That was good. Now, pretend like you're 15 years old and you've never seen a Spencer's Gift and you don't get most of the dated references and stuff. You might not be like, that's amazing.
It would lose some of its charm. It would be uncharming, maybe sort of silly.
Pretend like you're 15. Why are you watching television? Why are you not watching some streaming kid?
Your internet went down. Yeah. All you had was TV, so you turned on some random show.
You mean he's not freaking... So his phone also doesn't work?
Yeah, battery right
okay.
now.
He's like, phone doesn't work. Oh, shit. Okay, let me grab a... iPod. Ah, that doesn't work, too. Laptop. Do you mean I gotta watch the big screen? I don't even like the big screen.
Yeah.
I need more screen time. But, and then we get back to the classics: Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Flash, all those things.
Another one I want to give a try, a new one, is Ghosted on Fox.
That's
it's
the one.
Craig Robinson and Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Yeah, that's another one where I'll be like, I'll watch it, but I'm not expecting it to be great. But it'll be interesting, I think. I like the Craig Robinson guy. I'm not sure too much about the other dude.
So, for me, there's two shows that I have heard of. like through watching other things and seeing... So I can comment on those two shows that I've heard
America's
of.
America's Got Talent and X Factor.
The first one is when you're watching Game of Thrones, they'll show HBO things. Mm. So I saw previews for The Deuce, which is that one where it's like early porn industry...
Yeah.
You know, pornish. It's an origin story of the porn industry, basically.
Yeah.
It actually looked like it was pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, that's one that I think I think will be entertaining. I just probably won't watch it. Like Breaking Bad. Like, I'm sure that was entertaining. I just didn't watch it.
I probably won't watch it either, to be honest, but it's pretty good. and then there's The Good Doctor, which doesn't actually look good,
but I've seen
a lot of previews for it. It looks like it reminds me of what's that show with Duddits? You know, the Dreamcatcher. That does help. Duddits. There's only one show with Duddits. Dreamcatchers. It's a fact. There's only one.
It was a movie
in the fucking
based
world.
On Stephen King's.
There's only one movie show with Duddits. Damn it.
It reminds me of that. Like, the guy is kind of a little bit weird, and. Like, it's like too, he's like, it's too over the top. Like, they went a little too far. They spun it too, like, hey, I'm a friendly little quiet smart guy.
I just looked up the premise. It's a young surgeon with the savant syndrome is recruited into the pediatric surgical unit of a prestigious hospital.
Yep.
And the question will arise, can a person who doesn't have the ability to relate to people actually save their lives?
Yeah, it's House, but a kid, and
right,
like
for the kid.
Half retard, because you never go full retard.
Which is why, even though it looks terrible, I'm much more likely to watch this one than to watch the one that looks good on HBO.
It looks terrible. Like, I saw the trailer, and they just do the thing where he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh my lord,
No, it does. It looks really bad. But I've seen it.
I told Amy she has to watch it because anything with The Good in the name, she has to watch.
Oh, I know. The Good Wife, The Good... What is the other one?
The Good Housekeeper.
No, there's another one. The Good... What's The Good Wife's, like, makeup one? It was, like, The Good President, The Good Senator, The Good...
What?
Wasn't there one after The Good Wife that was The Good something? Was it The Good Wife 2?
I know what you're talking about. But it was on, like, something else. The Good...
It was streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on
so
their streaming.
Was
CBS site. Streaming, right?
The Good Fight.
That's what it is.
See, I wasn't making that
shit up. The good president, you know.
a good president.
Yeah,
good fight.
Ryan, I appreciate that you brought those up, but I would bet odds that you won't watch one episode of any of those, either of those.
It's probably true of all of the things that have been said.
Whatever. You'll watch like one, you'll be like, oh, that sounds really good. All my friends are talking about it. I should watch it too, otherwise I'll be left in the dark. Yay.
Maybe. Orville is the leading candidate, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say except nobody. For it's hard to stream. I'm going to say nobody was watching.
You could stream the next day from the Fox website.
Nobody's watching what?
Nobody was watching that mime show that Ryan thought buckets or baskets or whatever.
Bucket. Oh, I got my buckets. Buckets is back.
A new baskets is coming out.
Buckets with buckets.
There's
baskets is pretty good.
Okay, what about shows that are coming back that you're interested in? I mean, we talked a little bit about Stranger Things and Goldbergs.
What about isn't
Supernatural?
That black... The Punisher coming out too?
Yep. Punisher's in November.
Yep. I'm looking forward to season 3 of You're the Worst. Pretty fun show about people who are the worst people, and they're fun. It's pretty awesome. Nobody else watches that, but that's okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Are they really the worst? They're just
more annoying than anything.
What? No, they're pretty annoying. I thought of another one. I will watch it because I'm forced to, and I'll probably pay for the service because I will be watching
Dancing.
Star Trek because
Dancing with the
it's
Stars.
A Star Trek show, so how can I not watch it? Doesn't that come out like this, like in like 2 weeks or something? Star Trek Discovery?
The first.
I think it's like
it was either in the next 2 weeks
26th.
Or. Yeah.
So I'll be watching
first
that.
Half.
And did anybody watch the last couple seasons of American Horror Story? Because I really liked the first four or whatever, but I stopped watching after that.
It kind of jumped the shark.
No,
they're
no,
all individual shows.
They're
shows,
so they don't jump the shark. Let's see. The first one I thought was good. The one in the house.
I thought that
the
was
second,
a great one.
I really
like that one.
The second was one scary. Was the witches. Was
I did not think
one?
That was great. A lot of people thought that was amazing.
No, second one was the
psych ward.
I thought that was kind of cool actually with the alien element and stuff.
With like, it's like let's bring all the thing like let's bring scared of psych wards and scared of nuns and scared of this and take all these things and switch it together.
Yeah, I like that one.
The witches one I thought was pretty good.
I thought it was okay.
I thought the cool idea of like witches and stuff like that. The hotel one, like we made it seven minutes into that because some monster dude like totally raped someone with like a spike thing and
I
was just like,
what was this one? Hotel?
Hotel.
Season was this?
Yeah.
Season 5? Because you missed the carnival.
That was the last one.
The carnival.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Four.
So carnival.
Hotel
was
five.
So five. Five. Yeah.
Okay.
We
so
the clown.
It's, so
clowns
it's,
was the.
It's hotel
one.
And then election day, right? Or election or whatever.
Which is.
Or is that one
no,
not
no,
out
no.
yet?
The order
Salem.
Murder House, Asylum.
Yep.
Coven.
Yep.
Which is the witches.
Yeah.
Freak Show.
Yeah, that's the circus.
Then the hotel.
Okay.
Last year was Roanoke.
Roanoke.
Which.
Oh, yep. That was one where it was like it was split. It was like it was supposed to be. Real people telling a story
a
about like you know like oh man we bought this house and all the strange stuff happened and it's simultaneously like showing what happened to them while like the people are recounting what happened to them so it's like a, kind of a split thing and we didn't watch too many episodes. The hotel one seriously like 7 minutes there was some dude like he got like raped by like a monster with like a spiked giant dildo and it was just like okay now
I'm okay
you're just
with that.
But I'm saying, like, now you're just going for, like, it didn't have any, like, explanation on why any of that stuff happened?
Sure, but I want, so is that why, because I can, I know a Dave who watches random hostile fights that have nothing to do with anything except for people get raped and killed and eyes fall out. So is it because that's why you didn't watch it together? And then you're just like, fuck it, no big deal.
Yeah,
okay,
like, it didn't
that
mean
makes
anything
sense.
To me.
I understand.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, she didn't want to watch it, so I was like, I don't
I
really care
other
about
shit
it.
To do.
Yeah,
well,
I can
I'll
do
give
anything
it a shot.
Else.
I just, yeah, this, yeah.
The hotel one, just kind of reading the Wikipedia, it was a hotel that was built to be a torture chamber for its guests.
Yeah, and I think if I remember right, it was based on the dude in Chicago who built his murder house, basically, remember?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
people go in and they just murder the shit out of him and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't watch that one, but I want to. I want to. But this week, isn't this one based, what is this one based on?
It's called The Cult.
Right.
And it revolves around the 2016 U.S. election.
Yes, which I think
is
weird. And suggests
that it may feature a character based on Donald Trump.
So
they won't be seen on screen, Trump or Clinton, but it will be a representative of both sides of the political divide.
So I may watch that. Who knows? I always watch A Deer Behind because it's on Hulu, but...
Sure.
On Netflix, too.
Yeah, that's where I... Wait, the most recent story on Netflix? I think it's always a season behind that's on Netflix.
Right. Netflix is always a season behind.
That's what I mean by a season behind. I always watch on Netflix, and that's why I'm never current. But isn't it on, like, Showtime or something? What channel is it on?
FX.
I think I get that. Why don't I record it? I should just record it.
I don't know. So it has, like, the... it's like the middle ground where it's not... Not as much nudity or violence as HBO and Showtime and all that stuff, but it's got that middle ground where it's like we can push as far as we can.
Sure. Okay.
Ryan, though, there is a show called The Wisdom of the Crowd that has Ari Gold from Entourage, Jeremy Piven, and he's like a super rich, smart guy who uses crowdsourcing to help solve crimes. So it's like if someone like commits a crime, he like goes like, okay, here's what all the information we have, and then just... downloads all that information to all the people that have his apps or runs his stuff. So like now they're like, hey, we saw this guy here. Oh, we saw this guy here. And then he parses out all that information to make sure that they can solve crimes together as a giant collective.
So it's Reddit, basically, because that's all half the shit Reddit does. Like, my grandma slept with this guy in 1939 and gave him herpes. Anybody know who he is? His first name is Doug. Oh, yeah. That's
one, 1 second.
That guy's name is Doug Freeman. He lives at 3334. Like, how do you guys do that shit?
It's weird that that's as a premise for show. You know, isn't it a little strange? It almost seems like limited, I guess.
I honestly think that's from a Reddit. I think I've been amazed by Reddit. If somebody did that and was like, "I think this would be a good show," but it is not actually a good show.
But it uses technology, Ryan, and it has Ari Gold.
I like Ari Gold too.
Yeah, and he's gonna be like yelling at his. He's got an assistant who's like a gay Asian guy. Basically, he just took Ari Gold and he's like, Ari Gold retired from this to crowdsource crime. So.
All right, cool. That's some good talk about TV show. We'll have to, you know, we don't all have to watch the same thing. If like one of us decides to watch fucking Ghosted and one of us decides to watch Future Man or some shit, and we can come back and talk about it and be like, oh, that sounds good, or fuck that sounds stupid. That's my words of wisdom.
We can watch. We can watch different things.
It's allowed.
Right, like some of us will watch things, and some of us will watch Naked and Afraid season 80.
Oh, that show is
extra
good.
Large, baby. Extra large.
Extra, more extras and more larges and more nudity and more bugs.
That show's really good. You should watch it. I'm sorry.
Ryan, remember, I must have like 7 times as much time as you. I see a lot of things, but I also like just parse it out and I'll be like, I watched 20 minutes of this while I'm cleaning the house or making dinner or doing stuff or helping out. Or washing clothes, it's on, so... But,
Or 20 minutes of Wi-Fi on the bus.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Okay, cool. Hit me something else. TV shows are definitely coming back. There are things to do, but what else we got going on in the world?
Remember Captain Phasma from the Star Trek that, you know, Brianna Tarth under silver armor?
Mm-hmm.
Who we don't know anything about, and she didn't really do anything.
She just went in the trash compactor. She's like, bye.
Yes, exactly. So they released a comic getting ready to, because the Last Jedi is coming out in December, to give her a whole backstory and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's supposedly people really like the direction it went, where she's like she's from a post-apocalyptic, effectively a planet that went through an apocalypse, and she was her tribe and various other tribes survived, and she was from a few generations past this, so she's like in the post-apocalypse. But her tribe is all about survival and stuff like that. So
cool. She
like ends up betraying a bunch of her people in her tribe because that is totally what you would do to survive and stuff like that. And the New Order shows up and she like, they're like, hey, we're going to take some of you guys and train you to be our elite soldiers. And she's like, all right, cool. Let me, I want to be the best elite soldier. So she kills some people. And it's basically her like, killing her way to the top of the First Order. Like, she's in a group. and she's not the commander of her little squad, so she makes it look like an accident happens to make it so now she's in charge of the squad, and now she's in charge of a legion, and so on and so forth. It fleshed her out a lot of, like, why she is so gung-ho on, like, she's gung-ho on making it to the top because she's going to kill her way to the top of this order.
Okay.
So, I'm the captain now.
So that was before this, before the last movie? So the kind of like her origin, if you would.
Origin story. Yep.
Interesting. So,
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, for all like the, remember how excited everybody was? Brienne from Tarth is in Star Wars. Like, oh, cool. And like nothing really happens. She like
says, you don't see her at all.
Yeah. She says like four phrases and then goes down the track of
yes, sir.
FN5287 reports, why do you have your helmet off? And you're like, sorry about that. There's a malfunction. Report to education. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
What else I thought was pretty funny is basically someone is blaming Hot Pie for all the bad things that have happened.
Who's Hot Pie?
Hot Pie on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Basically, he says if Hot Pie is the reason of all the terrible things that have happened this at the end of the last season, he's like, basically, if he didn't tell Arya that the Winterfell was under Stark control again, she would have went down, killed Cersei, Jon and his company would have never had to go north of the Wall to get the White Walkers to make her believe. The dragon would have never died. You know, the wall would still be up. So it's all because he was like, oh yeah, Starks are totally in the charge of Winterfell again.
Interesting.
Jackasses.
So, fucking funny. Hot Pie. Fuck you, Hot Pie.
That's going to be bad for his business, his bakery.
I thought that was funny. But also having to do with Britain, a British schoolgirl on a field trip pulled a sword out of the lake.
Okay.
Thus becoming a new king of England.
I read something about it, but I didn't get into the details. What can you tell me more?
Really? Right.
Yep. Basically, what was her name? Matilda Jones recently pulled a sword out of Dalsmary Pool, which is the legendary resting place of the King Arthur. Basically, the place that King Arthur's Blade Excalibur was supposed to have been. She was out on a field trip, and they were just playing around in the water and stuff. And she's like, found something, thought it was a stick, and it was a 4 foot long sword.
That's awesome.
I seem to think that if it was that old, the metal would be deteriorated by the time.
But they haven't analyzed it yet. But basically, people are theorizing that it was used while filming the movie Excalibur in 1980, and it was a prop sword.
Oh, really?
That was just found, that just got left behind.
Oh, that's too bad, because honestly, with, like, the anti-monarchists in the UK, I could see them being like, she's just as worthy as being a fucking queen as anybody right now, so let's prop her up.
Anarchists?
Right. And everyone knows strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government.
Well, I didn't
Supreme pie, supreme executive power derived from the mandate from the masses, not for a farcical aquatic ceremony. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Moistened bimps.
Lobbing scimitars at people. So I just thought that was really cool. That,
I like it.
That some little girl just was like, hey, look, I have a sword. And then everyone should kneel down and she's like...
That's cool.
But, and also some guy attached a rocket to a katana so he could cut a drone out of the sky.
So you could cut a drone from the sky?
Like a drone was flying, right? And then he tied like a rocket to a sword and the sword goes like and slices the drone completely in half and it's pretty sweet.
Really?
I saw that one too.
Wait, what happens? Oh, I see. So it was lined up and stuff.
Yeah, it was lined up.
I thought he just walked around and like sliced it on the air. It's like, yeah. All right,
that'd be awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool. I just like people making experiments where they're like, "Hey, have we ever chopped the drone in half? Eh, probably. You want to tie a rocket to this sword?
Yes,
definitely."
Yeah, that's along the lines of my long-standing dream of seeing a giant man cut a car in half with a super giant sword.
You should watch anime. That shit happens all the time.
I'm the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. That poor drone.
Dave, what do you got? You got to have something. Adam.
What did I have here?
I got nothing.
So we have a live-action Teen Titans TV show coming. Oh. It's going to be part of the new DC. They're going to do their own streaming thing like Disney and all them. That's where the new season 3 of Young Justice is going to show too. But anyway, they finally cast Dick Grayson, and it is the guy who played Will Turner's son in Dead Men Tell No Tales, Brenton Thwaites.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
They've started, you know, getting a cast going for there. So.
Anyway. Okay, but I did see both Gods of Egypt and Malignant. Yeah. So
yeah.
Saw both of those movies.
Hey, what was the last? What do you call it?
Mohican.
No. What was the last?
I will find you.
Fucking Excalibur movie. What was that called? Was it called Excalibur? What was it called?
King Arthur, called Legend of the Sword.
Yeah. That's what it
was. The one we talked about seeing but never saw.
Right. Well, it's coming out on streaming / DVD rental, like, I think this week or something. It came out Tuesday or this Tuesday. I'm going to rent it because I'd like to see it. I heard it was actually pretty good. It's just that got destroyed at the box office. And it's more of a thinking movie than a let's go chop everybody up movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ryan hates thinking, though.
Because who's the director again?
Guy Ritchie,
yeah, who makes some kind of weird movies. Like, you either kind of like him or you don't like him.
Yes, they are highly stylized. Mm-hmm. Like, Sherlock Holmes is like, let me like, where it had the speed up and slow down, like,
which is kind of cool. Yeah. I liked it.
So. Yeah. Let's see. Suicide Squad, they're making a second one of those?
Suicide Squad.
Okay. This seems really easy. It's kind of episodic, right? We'll bring you out whenever we need you and put you back in the fucking cage and shit. I'm assuming the boomerang dude isn't going to return.
I don't know. Wait,
Slipknot. Slipknot.
Yeah, that's the guy who blew up, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy who creates fire, that guy blew up too, so.
Oh, that's right. He turned into Super Demon Guy and then blew up, right?
Yeah. But, the director... Oh, yeah, I know. Or did he, yes. But the director is going to be the director of The Accountant, that movie. So.
Oh, the Ben Affleck one?
Yeah. So I think they're going to try and reel it in a little bit on price, because, like, they're getting a director that's not as big a director. So maybe if they can reel it in on price a little bit, you'll be able to make it less money, so it'll guarantee to make money and stuff like that. Sure. Even though I don't know if it probably made money. It's a comic book movie.
I'm sure it made movie. Oh yeah. Yeah. Made some worldwide, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Speaking of directors, episode 9 of Star Wars lost their director this week. Lucasfilm just can't seem to keep directors for their movies. Yeah, they had to replace. They had to replace for the Han Solo with Ron Howard, and now they're going to have to replace episode 9. Because of creative differences on what they want to see for the final trilogy movie. So
who's in charge of the replacing people?
Disney.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, she's like the head of Lucasfilm.
And I don't think people understand if they're coming in to direct these movies, like, it's kind of a giant machine. It's like, they want
there's
you
a
to
formula.
Have... Yeah, there's a formula. We want you to have a vision... But not too much vision.
Right.
Just enough vision to stay with... We'll give you a big box, but just kind of stay in this big box. Mm-hmm. Because
here's the story, and now flesh it out in this box.
We need to have all of our pieces move. We have, like, so many pieces of this giant universe moving around. We need our toys to make sense, our games to make sense, all these things to need to coalesce. So if you get too crazy, it's not going to work, and we're going to be out billions of dollars.
Which is funny, because they're not having that problem with the Marvel universe that they've created, but they seem to be having a problem in the Star Wars universe.
It's probably because of Lucas.
He's not there.
He's not even involved.
Yes, he is. He's on the sideline whispering dissident thoughts.
The curse.
Please
the
mess
curse
up.
Of
please
George
mess
Lucas.
Up.
The curse of Lucas.
The curse of George Lucas.
But, I think it... like, as what Kevin Smith has said about, like, working on the various DC shows, he's like, I just show up and say action. Those things basically run themselves.
I agree. I think that's a big part of it, actually. Yep.
It's too many, like, too many cooks in the kitchen type of thing.
Well, no, they just got to realize, like, you have your ideas and stuff, which is great. Have your ideas. But do they really need a director? The director of photography can probably do a lot of it. The casting director, if they casted well, the actors are going to do their jobs.
Yep.
All these people are going to do all their parts.
We don't need you, honestly. You're just kind of like a general. You have the overall vision, but you don't actually do the inner things. And I think that's kind of what they're going for. And people don't like that. I can see people not liking that.
It's kind of like a manager type situation. If you get good workers and you're managing them, then you're basically saying, like, oh, keep doing that. Okay.
It would be kind of cool to just, like, right, they're just like, I'm sorry, manager, you manage yourself out by getting enough good people, you manage yourself out of a job.
Yeah.
It's like, this place can run itself now. Is that what happened, Dave? Is that what happens to you? You manage yourself out of a job, you do such a good job by getting a team together and teaching them well, and then you're like, well, CW ain't going to watch itself.
No, I teach them well, and then they
let them lead the way.
Fuck the establishment. And we're
show them all the beauty they possess inside.
It's not you, Dave. It's the upper management we hate. That's why our scores are so low.
Okay.
Anyway.
And one last movie thing is they got Drew Goddard, the guy who he worked on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He did
the movie or the TV show?
The TV show with Joss Whedon. He basically started the Netflix stuff with Daredevil, and then you know started that stuff. Wrote the first few episodes, and then they were like, "All right, here you go." And he's like, "All right, I'll see you guys later." Did the highly, highly underrated, in my opinion, and Chris's Cabin in the Woods, wrote and directed that.
That's
which is
movie.
It's such a good movie, dude. Like,
it's just good writing, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he is going to write and direct the X-Force movie, which is basically like if Xavier is and the X-Men are the Martin Luther King of people they're like of mutants. X-Force is basically the more militant side, it's like, well, the Black Panthers, and we're going to go out there and we're going to stop shit before it happens, and we're going to force the bad guys into submission versus, like, they're more of a proactive versus reactive force.
Okay. Give me some characters in this X-Force. Who's in it?
At any given time, there is Cable, which is going to be in the Deadpool 2 movie. Cool. There is
Bishop.
Deadpool,
Bishop,
Wolverine,
Domino,
which has a power, luck power and stuff, so she can adjust probabilities to her favor. Archangel, which, you know, Psylocke, you know, the chick who can make psychic blades, and she's a ninja and shit like that.
She seemed really weak. I don't know why she just did to me. Psychic blades!
They didn't really teach her or treat her well in the movie.
Right, that's, yeah, I don't think they did. So.
She really didn't let her lead the way.
No, she didn't.
Adam, that's terrible.
What? That's a callback.
But if they give him just let him do his job and let him write it and make it funny, so it does that, not necessarily as funny as Deadpool and as self-serious as X-Men, but that kind of middle ground between the two where it's funny but it's serious enough to. So I think it'd be interesting for them to have another movie that's not the X-Men.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Those are getting tired.
Which, yeah, they need to.
All right. What else is going on? Anything else, or are we wrapping it up here? I'm getting anxious. I'm getting antsy, if you can't tell, because League has a new mission sequence based on the invasion map that you get to play with your friends, and it looks pretty fun. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
You're getting all twitchy there.
I know, I'm getting all twitchy.
Ryan, did you have anything to say? I like to hear what you have to say. Is there anything going on in, like, programming / computer science / like?
I'll go really quick. One. They figured out some person did something where they figured out how to detect if someone's gay with like 91% accuracy.
I saw that
just by looking at their face.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
it's
How do we do this? We're taking the test, boys. We're taking the test.
I wish we could, but like, I don't know that you can do that. They're actually worried about countries that like are really homophobic.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like them going like, let me just scan you, and then they're like,
we're going to 91% kill you because you're 91% likely to be gay. Yeah,
so this is a computer that does facial recognition, right?
And yeah, they took a bunch of images from, like...
accurately tell that Ryan's gay with the 91% efficiency?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
They took a bunch of images from, like, dating sites, and then they can scan them to say, like, okay, this is a male looking for male or whatever. So they could use that, and then they learned, and it's hard to tell what features that the machine is identifying.
I know exactly.
But it can figure out with pretty high accuracy if someone's likely to be gay.
So if their picture has a penis in their mouth, they're probably
the
gay.
Is it the facial recognition with a dildo or some sort of penile?
I don't think that's
injected
it
into somebody's mouth.
That would probably do it too.
Would probably do it for me.
I know it would do it for you. We're aware of what your predilections are, my friend.
So I think that's pretty interesting. That it's interesting to me that has actually had some success. Like, who would have thunk that you could? And they're actually saying, like, you might be able to figure out people's IQ and stuff that you can see from facial things that, like, humans might not actually notice. Like, there might be some stuff that, which is weird.
Adam, just keep your mouth shut for a bit, okay? Adam, we don't need any. We're good, my friend.
So this is like precognition, but what they should call it is gay cognition.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm glad it entertains Adam, though.
Yeah, as long as he's entertained, he'll be up for a little while.
Come on, that's not bad.
And then I sent a link, just this... FYI, there's a free... You can get The Walking Dead Season 1 currently on Humble Bundle for $0. And that's pretty cheap. $0? So I got it. And I don't know, I probably won't play it, but it's always fun to add to your library.
Well, let's go back to this. Let's go back to this fucking thing about being able to look... I'm not done with this yet. I'm not done.
Is it a new term for blackball? Never mind.
Yeah, dude.
Too far.
Okay, so what about if... Yeah, now, as we all know, sexuality is a continuum, right? It's a continuum. We all know that.
Look at Chris is sandbagging already. He's like... it's like, well, how am I going to explain this? The computers are going to be on to me any second now.
That computer's 9% wrong. I'm in the 9%, you sons of bitches.
The continuum.
Just because I'm going to the gym more and hanging out in saunas, fuck you.
Right.
Getting massages.
Sauna.
Okay, that's cool. Whatever. You find out how to do this. I'd like to take the test. I'd like us all to take the test. And then we can go from there.
And then we can make fun of Adam.
Anything else, or are we wrapping it up?
I like it, Ryan. Thanks.
I think we're good.
All right, cool. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for joining us out there, and people who are here live, appreciate it. Email address is geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. Facebook page is Geeks Next Door as well. Our Patreon page is www.expensivesciencebaby.com/Patreon.
Still.
That's it for us and the playoff bound Minnesota Twins Baseball Club. We'll be off till next week. Later.
Later. Go Twins.